Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you up to date with what's happening in our region and beyond. Today is primary election day in Pennsylvania. The WVIA News team is out and about, covering the election all over Northeast PA. And Northeast Pennsylvania is also home to a first-of-its-kind advocacy center for older adults. It's Tuesday, May 20th. Let's get you up to date. First, some sad news for the radio world today. A long-ago star of local radio has died. WVIA's Boris Krauchnuk has the details on a former WARM DJ.
Former WARM Radio Sensational 7 member Tommy Woods has died, according to close friends. Starting in 1958, WARM AM and its Sensational 7 disc jockeys dominated local radio by playing rock and roll and popular top 40 hits. Former local TV news reporter David DeCosmo knew Woods.
Tom wasn't in the original group, but I think as the station evolved, he came in with probably the second group of the so-called Sensational 7. So he had a long history as a disc jockey there.
Woods left WARM after about 7 years, but stayed in broadcasting. In his later years, he could often be heard voicing local TV commercials. Years ago, he spoke to WVIA for its documentary, Remembering the Heyday of Warm Radio.
I would hope to be remembered by the way I treated my audience. I was always very nice to people, and therefore in return, people were always very nice to me.
I'm Boris Krauchnuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris, for that story. Next, the new Older Adult Advocacy Center in Scranton is the first of its kind in the state. It will serve older adults that are victims of abuse or neglect in parts of Northeast Pennsylvania. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane has more from Friday's ribbon cutting with State Secretary of Aging Jason Kavulich.
Kavulich has been working on the project since 2018. That's when he was still director of Lackawanna County's Area Agency on Aging. He's proud that the Scranton-based facility can now be a model to the rest of the state. Kavulich says Allegheny and Philadelphia counties are interested in replicating the center.
The Northeast is leading the two biggest cities in Pennsylvania in what we've developed here for our communities.
Telespond Senior Services will run the Advocacy Center at its Scranton location. The funding is from various state and federal grants. According to the state's Department of Aging, Pennsylvania has the fifth oldest population in the country. People are referred to the center by an Area Agency on Aging. Services include treatment plans and education. There's even transitional housing. Cliff Miller is the center's director.
From the beginning, we recognized that older adults experiencing elder abuse and in need of short-term transitional safe space face unique and complex challenges.
Kavulich says it's important to protect older Pennsylvanians. He says financial exploitation of older adults is on the rise.
We need new resources, we need new ideas, we need an investment in older adults all across Pennsylvania if we're going to push back on this problem.
Leadership says the center will be open by the end of this month. In Scranton, I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
Thanks, Lydia, for that story. You can find more at WVIA.org. Also at WVIA.org, like I mentioned before, it's primary election day. Polls are open throughout the region from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. tonight. You can find info on some key races at WVIA.org right now. Then keep checking back for coverage throughout the day from the WVIA News team. More up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuy from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. All right, so since we were just talking about voting, let's talk state politics. Legislation aimed at reining in for-profit healthcare companies often stalls in Harrisburg. But as Kenny Cooper reports for WBIA, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro wants bills safeguarding hospitals to reach his desk this legislative session, especially in the aftermath of Crozer Health's abrupt closure.
The death of Delaware County's largest health system is unlikely to be reversed, but Pennsylvania officials are hell-bent on preventing a repeat of what happened to Crozer Health. At a press conference Thursday, Governor Josh Shapiro says he is supporting a pair of bills that would empower the state attorney general to review healthcare transactions.
And I hope lawmakers come together, Democrat and Republican, like the group we have assembled here today, and quickly pass this much needed legislation, put it on my desk, and I will sign it into law.
The companion legislation is being introduced in the State House and Senate.
That was Kenny Cooper with that story. Now, some states around the country are pushing to grow renewable energy. But according to a new report from Penn Environment, Pennsylvania ranks 49th in the nation for its growth in six key areas of renewable energy over the past decade. But as Karen Hendricks reports for WBIA, there are also bright spots within that report.
Deputy Director of Penn Environment Flora Cardoni says Pennsylvania's low ranking is due in part to what she calls the lack of ambitious state policy, dictating how much clean energy utilities must provide compared to most states. However, some of the bright spots within the report include Pennsylvanians' embrace of electric vehicles.
We've seen a 4,000% jump since 2014, and so we rank actually 14th in the nation for EV registrations, and even better, 10th in the nation for electric vehicle chargers.
According to the report, Pennsylvania ranks 26th for its solar energy. Governor Shapiro's lightning plan is a slate of six bills before lawmakers that would increase renewable energy, including community solar projects.
That was Karen Hendricks with that story. All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WBIA.org, especially this primary election day. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Remember, if you want to hear more from me and the rest of the team, subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Enjoy your Tuesday. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.